The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Did you know that during snail foreplay, one partner stabs the other with a so-called love dart, a sharp dart produced by the snail's body to aid copulation? Some studies have found that these darts help a snail's sperm survive longer inside its partner. The darts deliver a healthy dose of mucus and hormones that help the sperm reach the storage area within the female reproductive system by closing off dead-end pathways. Now, new research has found that something in the love dart has a second function. It makes snails slower to remate. When snails were stabbed with a love dart, they remated after the next 15 days. When the snails were not stabbed, the intervals were only 7 days. So perhaps the ladies were just reluctant to get stabbed a second time. No, actually, snails are hermaphrodites, and both partners do plenty of stabbing during their 2.5-hour mating sessions. So to test whether the snails were physically harmed during mating, scientists injected the mollusk with snail mucus. Simply having the hormones in their bodies made the snails much less likely to mate. So the simple physical effects of stabbing aren't to blame.
The 90-Second Naturalist is sponsored by the Johnson Foundation, creating meaningful change through thoughtful grant making.